Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. For over 35 years, Covenant has provided everything from routine community health screenings to advanced heart procedures, and serves as the only certified chest pain center in the region. Now here's your host, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and this Sunday afternoon, I'm honored and thrilled to have as our guest, Suzanne Aker, my friend of many, 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 many years. Suzanne, welcome to Faith Matters.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And you told me before we came on air that you listen to Faith Matters, so it's good to have a listener as well as a participant this afternoon.
Well, I look forward to it.
You were born in Kansas City.
Yes.
What do you remember about growing up in Kansas City?
I thought it was very cosmopolitan. It was very modern at the time I was there. It seemed like it was commercially very aggressive.
And also with a great tradition for the arts and for culture.
My favorite thing was the William Rockhill Nelson Art Museum. It was just wonderful. I'd go over there even as a child and go from room to room. I knew what was in some of the rooms, but I just went again and again.
So early on, this impression of the arts, which has been part of your passion and part of your life ever since.
Yes.
Growing up in the Depression, of course, very little money, and you talked about the struggle over asking for a quarter for art paper?
I didn't have the nerve to ask my parents for a quarter for art paper because I just thought that was too much of an imposition.
But nonetheless, that early impression of the art world. And were you interested in music from early on too, or was focused on art?
My father was a professional musician. He was in the local symphony. They wanted me to learn. Unfortunately, I wasn't very good at music. I tried, but I wasn't very good. But I did learn to read music well enough so that years later, when I did choreography, I could read the music.
So you could set the movement to the music and understand both of the art forms. Yeah. How wonderful. Your parents died young.
I think it was because my father smoked, then my mother had secondhand smoke, so they died in their 60s.
I know your age is a matter of public record, so you never ask a lady her age. Would you mind telling our listeners
what? Well, I think I've earned it. I'm 90 years old.
Perhaps 90 years young is a better way of putting it.
Well, I love being elderly because people are really nice to you.
Then after you went on to Tulsa, to the University of Tulsa, and you have, again, a real affection for this wonderful city.
I enjoyed the university very, very much. They always had outstanding scholars in residence, even though it was a small university. It was very concerned with the arts.
After Tulsa, you came to Lubbock. Tell us of your children.
I have five children. I have two boys and three girls.
And then grandchildren, first of all?
Grandchildren, six. Two great-grandchildren.
You know, I was again thinking that how beautifully realized in you is the biblical blessing or promise to see our children's children to the third and fourth generations. And that has been realized so beautifully in your life.
Well, I'm very grateful that I've lived long enough that I could see my great-grandchildren.
Most people don't know this about you. I certainly didn't. But you also had a stint as a dancer on the road for 2 years.
Yes, I did. After I graduated from high school, I danced professionally for 2 years. And we toured all over the country. So I learned the country, and I was an only child, and I loved living with other girls. It was the most wonderful thing in the world. It was like having sisters, And I thought that was terrific. But the best thing was that I got to study with good dance teachers in old Boston and in New York, all over.
You mentioned also that you consider technique as an absolute essential part of any art.
I kept feeling that I wanted to learn more technically, correctly, all the time. That was a hunger within me. And when I taught, I wanted to be sure that I was really giving children the best technique possible.
Technique in any form is a lifetime gift. And of course, especially in dance and movement.
Yes.
Is. And here you are at 90 and actively participating in yoga.
Yes. I taught till I was 82. But now I just take class.
What's the particular gift that yoga gives to you?
Well, of course, the basic thing is stretching. It is very meditative. It's a very quiet sort of movement, and it's wonderful.
For listeners who might be looking for some way of enhancing their physical and spiritual existences.
Yes. Oh, it's both. It's both. And I think that people would really enjoy it.
And then the Lubbock years. Both of our lifetimes in Lubbock span each other. We came at the same time, actually.
Yes, we did.
So we have very shared experiences of this wonderful city. You began at Tech. Was it in the women's PE department?
Yes, it was.
And that's where you began your entree into Lubbock with ballet and with dance.
Well, there was not much dance going on. I really wanted to bring the joy and beauty of dance to Lubbock, and people didn't know about ballet or anything like that. I was sort of like a missionary for dance.
So as a missionary for dance, we'll take a short break and then we will resume this conversation. Thank you, Suzanne.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on the different causes of chest pain can be found at covenanthealth.org/heart. Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Now again, your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm your host, Tom McGovern, and I'm delighted, thrilled this afternoon to have as my special guest, my special friend, Suzanne Aker. Suzanne, reflecting back to your childhood, what do you remember especially about those childhood years in Kansas City?
I remember that there was a great deal going on in the arts in Kansas City. My grandmother was a writer. We had Writers Guild people in our home all the time. So there were writers, and my father was in the Kansas City Symphony.
What did he play, Suzanne? What instrument?
Clarinet.
So you had writers and artists in the home all the time?
Yes. I remembered I liked to dance and I liked to draw. Since I was an only child, that's what I did.
So you had your own world with your family, and then you had your own special child's world that was filled with wonder of art,
right,
and music and dance and this early passion for the arts.
Yes.
Let's just fast forward a little. Now we're in Lubbock in the early 60s. Not much of a tradition of dance, especially of ballet. You find yourself at Texas Tech. You began to teach dance to the young people.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
I remember that this girl said, I'm going to take bowling next semester. I'm not going to dance. And I thought, oh, I just couldn't believe that. More and more, I found people who wanted to take dance. As it grew, I started the dance department. It was difficult to do. I had to go before a committee twice, and it was like writing a master's degree to get the dance department going, but I did.
Out of the need for your students to perform, you put civic ballet together?
Yes. What happened in a PE department, they had no money for performance. And so I had to think of a way to make it possible for my kids to be able to perform because they wanted to. And so the idea of civic ballet was very popular back in the 60s. You no longer hear of that because most of the civic ballets have gone into doing what we did here, having their own school and becoming a private company. At 90, I can remember back when we started, and it was pretty awful. The kids really were trying hard, and they did the best they could. It wasn't marvelous, but now we have such an outstanding ballet company.
And, of course, our dear mutual friend, Yvonne Raxke.
Oh, she's just done a marvelous, marvelous job. She was a darling student. I loved her so much.
Enough to see what we were able to do nowadays, and debt of gratitude to Louise Underwood for what she has done in forming the Art Center downtown, the Performing Center and the Art Center. And now we look forward with joy to the new Buddy Holly Center for the Performing Arts.
Yes, it's going to be marvelous because the main studio will be the same size as the main stage in the Buddy Holly Performance Center. Kids can rehearse and have it exactly like it is on the regular stage.
That must be exciting for you when you started probably in a room probably the size of the studio here.
Yes. Oh, we've been in all kinds of places. The basement of Lubbock High and Boys and Girls Clubs. We've been all over. That will be wonderful. And there will be six other studios and space for costumes and props and things like that.
Who would have thought when you started the tech in the early 60s that this wonderful art form would grow to its wonderful, magnificent proportions?
I just can hardly believe it, but I'm deeply grateful.
And then we talked about the extension into the schools, ballet and dance. You started that, didn't you?
I retired as an outreach teacher because I care so deeply that we give ballet to the city. And that's what they're doing now. They're in eight schools in the city. Three of them have classical ballet during school time, and the other five directly after school.
That must be such a joy for you to see from starting out when you had no costumes, when you had the only pair of pink ballet shoes in Lubbock.
Yes. It's very exciting, and it's what I deeply wanted to do was to give dance, and they are doing it.
At the deepest level, Suzanne, what does dance, this type of dance, do for a person?
Of course, they will be associated with the other arts, music and the visual arts and things like that. But long after they've quit, they will carry the discipline of dance with them.
And you're an example of that at 90, still practicing your stretching and your yoga and looking absolutely marvelous.
Thank you.
In terms of people, the ballets that you have, artists that you have been an inspiration to you, would you share with us some of the particular ones that come to mind?
We had students that joined like the New York City Ballet and San Francisco Ballet and St. Louis Ballet. And
what is your own favorite ballet?
Serenade by Balanchine. Balanchine's work is so different from other ballet people. It's very original.
I've noticed recently on Channel 5, our sister station, they've been carrying a lot of, especially of Balanchine, and especially in the performances in France.
We had just last week a Balanchine performance that I could hardly believe. It was so complex and difficult. The New York City Ballet was performing in Paris.
Yeah, I watched that.
Did you? Wasn't that wonderful?
Great delight, yeah.
Oh, Oh.
Then we also mentioned for romantics like you and I, how about Sleeping Beauty?
Yes, I love Sleeping Beauty.
What type of feelings does Sleeping Beauty evoke for you?
Well, all the little variations, solo variations that are so charming. And they're often taken out of the ballet and just performed all by themselves. They're so charming.
Of the performances in Lubbock that you artistic director for, any particular one comes to mind?
One spring, the ballet did a performance using only percussion for accompaniment. And I thought that was really unique and wonderful. And it was a great variety, amazingly.
Yeah, and then the choreography and the lighting, as I remember, for this particular performance was just magnificent. We'll now take a short break, and we invite our listeners to join us after this short break.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on the different causes of chest pain can be found at covenanthealth.org/heart. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors. Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ-FM 89.1. Now again, your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm Tom McGovern, your host. And what a delight this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest, Suzanne Aker. For this segment, I'd like to move into another passion of yours, which is painting, and especially icon painting. Where did your interest in icon painting develop from?
I always liked it. I had a friend who was ill, and she came to my house, waited for me to get through with teaching, and looked at the things that I had. And then she sent me a folder about a monk who had painted icons, and she said, "You might like that." And I thought, oh, yes, because I'd read about icons, but I didn't know it was possible to study. And I wrote to this monk. Surprisingly, we had a priest friend in common. And so he was very kind to me. And he told me of an icon painting teacher. I wrote to him, and he told me what books he wanted me to read before I came. I did that, and I have continued to read everything I could on icons ever since, and I did go study with him.
At every stroke of the brush is a prayer. Tell us about that.
It's supposed to be. Each brush stroke is supposed to be a prayer. Unfortunately, it isn't always.
What a beautiful artistic form, and you've shared your paintings, your icons, with so many people. And on behalf of Tony and I and Alexia, our daughter, we have a beautiful angel that you gifted us with when Alexia was born, and that is a special, special part of our lives. So thank you for that. You have a particular interest in the Virgin Mary, paintings of the Virgin. Tell us a little about that.
I was really happy that Christ the King Cathedral School employed me to make an icon for each of their graduates. They were all to be of Mary, and I had to do a lot of research to find all the different Marys that I could.
In every culture?
Oh, yes. Recently, we have had the civilization of Africa on TV, and they showed the wonderful Ethiopian Coptic icons that are so colorful and marvelous. I love them. They are everywhere.
And then the version of Rwanda that Kathy Ranahan introduced you to.
Yes, yes. I'm going to paint her coming up.
You have a great interest in the Virgin of Guadalupe.
I've done a lot of research on the Hispanic virgins, since we live in that the part of the country where we have the Hispanic culture. Yeah. I'm particularly interested in that.
And of course, the living faith, especially in the Mexican and Central American and South American cultures, the great devotion to the Virgin, especially the Virgin of Guadalupe in the Mexican culture, a vibrant expression of faith, and also an equally vibrant expression of magnificent art. Thank you for keeping this wonderful art form alive. You paint every day.
I try to paint something every day. It may be just an angel, it may be a cross, it may be an icon, all different things.
Some of our listeners were perhaps interested in pursuing this type of beautiful art form. Where would they go?
There are schools, mostly back east. We do have an icon painter, a friend of mine, that comes here about once a year in the fall.
And does workshops. How would we learn of those?
Through St. Christopher's Church.
Just Google St. Christopher's and then look for the information on the visiting teacher. As you reflect back over your 90 years, how would you describe the warmth and the wonder of your life?
I'm joyous every day. Just being alive.
And for the opportunity to
do things that I want to do and enjoy my family, even though they are distant. We keep in touch very much.
If there's a special challenge to us living in the challenges of the years we're in, what would you encourage us to do to create community, to create art, to create relationships?
I think that we do have challenges, and particularly with age, I have noticed that I have more challenges. It takes me longer to do things, but I am so delighted with the art community in Lubbock.
And the Friday night art trail once a month.
I think that's wonderful. We've done so much. And our wonderful symphony, our wonderful ballet, our wonderful museums.
We are so blessed to have such a wonderful artistic milieu in which to grow. And
well, we are a little town, but still we have marvelous artistic outlets.
With a mighty soul and a mighty mind. You have shared memories with us this afternoon. How does that strike you, the ability to remember together?
I'm just grateful for all the experiences that I've had.
Susanna, it's been an absolute delight this Sunday afternoon to go down memory lane together. And we didn't get lost.
Isn't that nice?
And we connected so many cities, so many experiences, so many lovely people. God bless you for who you are and the gift that you are to our community in so many ways. And may you have many, many, many fruitful years with us in Lubbock. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith Matters with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of Lubbock's only certified chest pain center. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.